cliffcentral.com.
Right, it's Friday, 23rd of June. Welcome to the Gareth Cliff Show with Gareth Cliff.
Yes, I'm sorry about this noise in the background. There's a coffee machine going crazy here. How's it been?
Jeepers, it sounds like you're back in the studio.
No. Hello, how's everybody?
Yeah, pretty solid, hey? Gareth, I've got to start the show by saying there's a bit of drama in the studio today.
Oh, Jesus, what's happened?
Well, and you know, if there is going to be some drama, Sia is going to address it. Sia, tell the world what you told me literally 5 minutes ago.
Well, practically and first and foremost, I'm a survivor.
Oh God. Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't think you would go there so quickly, but carry on.
I don't understand what the outcry
is. I'm not even here.
Thank you. I am a survivor.
All right, Sia. Sia the survivor, carry on.
I am lucky to be here. I think we should all be grateful for our lives at this very moment.
Wait, hang on a second, Sia, before you start. Carry on.
Thank you. So what a lot of people don't know is actually where our studios are based is a bit of like an office park situation. There's several other buildings all on one property. So yesterday afternoon, I get a text from someone who is here at the office, and they basically let me know that there was a break-in in one of the other buildings. Are we all basically alive from hearing
this?
Yes,
no, carry on, sir.
I don't think I am. So we're still unclear of what happened and how it happened, but basically some guys came onto the property and they broke down a door. And when security came, there was a bit of a...
Hang on. Did they break down the door? Because the story changed a bit, because earlier you told me that the door was perhaps in the process of being compromised.
No, where two guys... I'm now directly quoting the message I received. Where two guys broke the door, so security intervened. They hit him and drove
our door.
No, it's an adjacent building, Gareth.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the problem right now. We're all just on high alert. And, yeah, we hope to just, like, understand what's going on through the course of the day.
Just remind me, what did you survive?
I survived this physical altercation, Gareth. What if I was just casually in the parking lot?
What if you were just casually working here as security? Yeah, that's very...
Yeah, okay.
What if I was walking to my car and I was caught in the crossfire of these punches and these altercation situations?
As I understand, doesn't sound like there was any fire of any kind.
Gareth, it's a crossfire of punches in my head. That makes sense. I'm serious though, but now we need to like understand. But
okay, so, yeah. All right, so yeah, you are, and look, I understand you're always the first person there.
Yes.
In the morning, and you have to unlock the building. And, you know, we used to discuss this back in the days of Flex and before that even.
Mm.
Like, it can be pretty scary, especially in the middle of winter when it's very dark.
Especially when there was a ghost around here as well.
It's a ghost around, I understand. So, I mean, this is quite serious, Ben. Let's not make fun of poor Sia and his trauma right now. I mean, he's feeling very vulnerable.
Because you know how these things work. If this was a horror movie, I would die first as a black guy. So that's why I'm also on alert.
Yes, because we know that's true.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll work it out over the course of the day, and we'll try to figure out what happened and practical examples as well to make sure that, like...
Do you want to read Greg's message as well?
Well, okay. That's the message I was quoting from.
But you didn't mention the part about the fact that it looks like to be a targeted attack from ex-tenants or clients of ex-tenants because money has not been paid.
See, I watch too much Crime and Investigation Channel. I know these little...
I live too much life to realize a lot of crime isn't just random.
Is it? is it the Christians? I mean, there's a radio or a TV channel that's run by the Christians. Is it them? Did the Christians break into their own place? What happened?
Of course it's them.
That was my instant thought. I'm like, listen, is Jesus not actually cool with these guys? Like, come on, shouldn't they be praying for our safety and wealth and surplus foods against famine? Or
yeah, so that's our Friday starting, Gareth. So how about your big night in Amsterdam last night?
Well, it was lots of fun. First of all, I met Hi Rob and two of his friends from South Africa. They're both two brothers from Cape Town who were visiting him. They've known him for a long time. So I heard some of Hi Rob's backstory. I also met a really, really awesome girl who Hi Rob is sort of seeing. I don't want to put too much out there because I don't know what the situation is, but she's very cool. Her name is Lou, Marlou. She's a Dutch girl who takes no prisoners.
Hang on, back it up. Amanda, you can take this.
Gareth, when we were talking to her up, he was like, oh, Lou, I'm so sorry. Sorry, Lou, the whole time to her. So where did she come from now?
That's the ex-girlfriend.
No, she was there. She's not an ex-girl. They kind of have like a friendship going in a probably some benefits. That's the way I see it.
I see how Rob's game here.
What happened to the French girl?
Yes.
No, that was, I don't know what that was. I think that might have been like a story long ago and I don't know. It's in the past. It's definitely not happening.
But he was telling us how cute she sounds with her accent.
Guys, we have to get Hi Rob on the line too, because right now I don't want to talk out of turn. You know, I feel, I don't want him to be misrepresented, but it does seem like Hi Rob is playing many stories here.
Look, I don't want to get him into trouble. That's what I understand. But I did meet Marlou. I've never met this French girl, and she's awesome. She's beautiful. She's smart. She speaks absolutely perfect English. She's a fashion blogger. So she looks immaculate, and she has lots of interesting stories to tell. But let me get to Hi Rob first. So I discovered that he once burnt his feet, but so badly that he might never have walked again. When he was 13 years old, they were putting out fires and things, and he stood on the ground that was actually ash, and it burnt, it melted his shoes into his foot. It's a very dramatic story. Yeah, and he very nearly lost his feet. They almost had to amputate his feet.
Shucks.
I don't want to steal his story there. He can tell you the whole thing in great detail. But he's definitely like anyone who's had an interesting life. He's had ups and downs. And it was fascinating because we were sitting at this coffee shop situation where he and his friends were smoking a joint. Everybody does in Amsterdam. And there was this capoeira troupe who pitched up right in front of us and did a little show. I'll put the video up later on. And they were dancing around and doing really cool stuff.
Yeah, here's the capoeira crew in the background here.
Oh, you've already got the recording.
Dude, no high five. Oh, high five.
Sounded like a fun evening, Gareth.
That was very cool. It was really fun. And then there was a dude behind the capoeira people who was so high. He was like balancing on a rubbish bin. He had longish hair. He was so gone, so high, so finished. He was digging in the rubbish bin, found like an old thing of McDonald's fries and like ate some of them and then threw the fries box down. He was like falling all over the place and spitting. And then so Rob had to go and say hello to him, which was hysterical. And I'll send you that video too, so you can put it up on the Gareth Cliff Show on Instagram. And we had a couple of drinks, beers, and then we went through to another place, which was down in what's the place? It's called Cafe Lux or something. It's this local place where Hi Rob hangs out. And we had a couple more drinks there, and it wasn't a late night because obviously I had to wake up for the show this morning. And got to go to the station just now. But it was really fun. And he's a very smart, very interesting dude. I mean, I know he sounds like, this drifter in Amsterdam. But he's got like a real job. And he's got interesting things to say and very interesting observations about you three in the studio.
Okay, wait, hang on a second. Can we just recap on what this real job is again? Because he seems to always be, like, jolting through the park, going somewhere. Like,
yeah, but that's what everyone in Amsterdam does. Ben, there are supposedly, in inverted commas, important people here. And they worked, like, 4 hours a day.
But, Gareth, it was the middle of the day the other day, and he was in the middle of a field, shirtless with a cow.
Ben, that's what everyone in Holland does during the week.
That's amazing.
These people are so chilled. He said the feeling here is that, you know, nobody's watching your – like in South Africa, they clock you in at 8 o'clock in the morning and you have to clock out at 5 in the afternoon. And, you know, here, as long as you do your work, they're happy with you. No one's going to check on you and say, oh, you only arrived at work at 5 past 9.
What a life.
So what are these observations that he has? It seems like you guys had a very deep conversation.
First of all, I mean, Mabali, you would love it here because this is your kind of place. I'm not just talking about, drinking and weed and all the rest of it because that's what you do in your spare time. But I just get a feeling you would love this place. There's so much to see. There's so many weird, wild, interesting people. And he said, Hi Rob said, that you are so mysterious, he has not figured out a thing about you, which is true for all of us, I suppose.
Exactly.
None of us know.
So different to
none
our
of us
lives.
Know a goddamn thing about you, my buddy.
Guys, why do you want to figure me out?
It's not about... Because. You make it sound so negative. We just want to know you better.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing sinister amongst that.
Okay. No. That absolutely sounds like my kind of place, especially just watching this video that you posted on Instagram. Everyone just seems so relaxed. There's no stress about things.
It is relaxed. And then I watch like my news feed from South Africa and I go, oh, Jesus. There's so much shit to deal with when I get home in terms of, you know, this vote of no confidence. Is it going to be a secret ballot? And I just think, why are we so tense? Why are we should be relaxed. We live in Africa. Europe is way more tense and should be more tense than Africa, but it's not. These people are way more chilled than we are.
It's politics, Gareth. As Justice was saying yesterday, we're poor because of politics, and I think poor goes beyond financial. We're poor in life and in happiness and all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's a general impoverishment. And you know what? If Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma is our next president, we're going to become even poorer. That's the truth.
Yeah. Okay, let's look into that. Let's get more back into what you were saying.
All right, so Hi Rob said, and he carried on partying, him and his two mates and his girlfriend. They carried on until late. So I don't know whether he got home this morning, whether he pulled an all-nighter. I'm not sure. But you guys can check in with him. He did say he'd call in a bit later. So if you can't get hold of him now,
he's
he'll
got
talk
a lot to answer
answer.
For, yeah.
Yeah, he'll talk to you.
So what did he say about Sia and Ben?
Well, he said he loves Sia. He said Sia is the coolest person in the world and makes him feel better whenever he's having a shit day. Aww. And Rob listens to every single show, so he knows everything that we've ever said. And this is also true for Stefan, who I met in Berlin. And when I meet Jo in Frankfurt, maybe she'll tell me the same thing. But this is what I love about our listeners. It's like we're all family.
Mm, totally.
And everybody anywhere in the world who listens to us at any time kind of knows all the stuff that we let them know, and that we're very open about our lives and we talk about stuff. And I think that's just the greatest compliment you can get when you do what we do.
Yeah.
So I was thrilled to hear that stuff. And Sia, he was very complimentary about you, said that he thinks it's a very good idea that we've made you the producer.
Oh.
So. For whatever that's worth, there it is.
Yeah.
And he said he can't wait for Ben to come to Amsterdam so that he could party with Ben.
Two beers
so
Ben.
So I did warn him.
Yeah
I did warn him that it's two beers Ben, and then Ben's going to go, well, I have to go home now.
Back off, secret talk and mysterious Mavali.
Well, you know what?
I have two beers because I have this show to do. Take this show out of my life. I'll be throwing out.
Please.
Oh,
had
the
two
rebel
beers on
come
Friday
out.
At Rockets that time. And you'd be, please, Ben, get up.
Yeah, because I had to go fly my drone again, which I broke early in the day.
So many responsibilities for such an old man.
You know, when you really do think about it, though, for 3 hours every single day, you know, for 5 days a week, we come here and we have to speak. So you end up sharing things that you probably don't even normally share with people in your lives. So we probably let loose and speak more openly here than people in relationships or to our friends or to our family. So, yeah.
Except me.
Girl, well, you're the exception in this case.
Except me.
So yeah, we do. It might be oversharing, but oh well, it's all for the fun of it.
This is the point, though. We find out about his life, and I mean this for any of our listeners. We get to know the people who listen to us in a way that I could never have got to know the people I was doing the show for when we were on terrestrial radio. And you know, it goes both ways. Yeah. If we weren't sharing our stories, then why would they want to share their stories with us? And I think it goes for anybody. But let's not get too philosophical. Amsterdam is fantastic. I definitely think that this is the kind of place that – and I know that the Rand is a shitty currency to be earning right now, and I understand that there are lots of people who can't afford to travel. But I would say that for anyone who is planning a trip anytime soon, like I have moved Amsterdam right up my list of places, just from the point of view of kind of seeing variety and diversity and exciting environments. And I would say that anyone who travels probably needs to put this in their top 10, maybe even top 5.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
But like, yeah. That's something you generally hear, and it's not just because of the recreational drug use. It's just that it's a cool place. Like, there's great history. It's got these funny canals, and it is just so unique. Like, there's a lot of European cities that can sort of blur into each other, and as great as they all are, but Amsterdam is Amsterdam. Like, that's just so out of normal.
Yeah, it's terrific. And we were going to go and do the Rijksmuseum and a whole lot of other things yesterday. I didn't feel like museuming for another day, because really Europe is full of amazing, amazing museums. And I don't mean any ranking system when I say that I didn't want to go to the Rijksmuseum, but I've kind of seen as much of that as I could in the last couple of days, and I just rather wanted to hit the streets and just experience Amsterdam walking around, and I did. I mean, I must have covered, good Lord, in the last couple of days, it feels like I covered 100 kilometers. It's probably closer to about 40 or 50, but it feels like thousands.
All right, I see Rena was also with you. She's also having a full European jaw here with Hi Rob.
Well, when I was invited to speak in Bonn, Rena said, oh, that'll be nice for you, Gareth. And then when they said to me in the invitation, you know, why don't you take 1 or 2 days extra and go to Berlin? And I looked at it and thought, well, that'll be nice. Then Rena suddenly said, ah, you know what? I think I should go on this trip, because then I can go to Berlin as well. And I've got to give her credit. It was her idea to do Amsterdam for 2 days, because she was here when she was 21, and she said it was the most fascinating place for her when she was younger.
Ooh.
And wanted to come back.
Hey now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Mubs, this place, and here's the interesting thing, is Rena says it hasn't really changed that much since she was 21 and she came here. This is like before I was born. And she said it's got that same vibe. Is, you know, it wasn't about whether this was legal or that was legal. It was more about the fact that people here have this very open idea to the world, and they're just chilled. Like, the only time you hear people screaming here or shouting here is when they're drunk and excited. It's never because they're angry like South Africans, eh?
Okay, so just to recap, in your year of yes, you were in Amsterdam and you didn't have any drugs.
Sorry, Ben.
Gareth, don't say sorry to me. Don't say sorry to me. It's the listeners here. I'm just looking at the messages. They want to see what went down.
Oh, come on.
And Listen, nothing. I hit a report.
I'm not going to. You can smoke in Pretoria and Johannesburg. It doesn't mean I have to come back to bloody Pretoria and have a cigarette, do I?
Gareth, don't let them pressure you. I just suggested it. Don't let them pressure you.
No, I won't. Don't you worry. Have I ever given in to peer pressure?
No, but it's like going to Asia and going, oh, so much great culture. Where can I find a Burger King? Like, you know, you got to try other things sometimes.
Ben,
Amanda, am I right? Because I see you laughing here.
No shame, Ben. Let's not put peer pressure on for drugs.
Gareth's not a 14-year-old boy. He's going here saying, oh, I'm going to try this, I'm going to try that.
Drugs.
What's wrong with you, Ben? It's not like...
What's wrong with me? I get so much stickier for being like Gandalf. Yeah. Okay. I'm the one that at least tries different things.
Just hang on a second. Like, lots of people in South Africa smoke weed, right?
Yeah.
Why are you justifying this?
No. I'm telling you, this is how you explain the situation to anyone who's got two brain cells to rub together. So listen, in South Africa, everybody who smokes weed is doing it illegally, but they still do it. That doesn't mean that just because it's illegal, I'm not trying to follow the rules here. If I wanted to smoke weed, I would have done it in South Africa years ago.
It's not
about where I am.
You're not interested.
No, I just don't care about like laws in the case of like my feeling is if you want to do whatever you want to do to your body, you're allowed to do it. Consenting adults should do whatever they want. You want to put a huge, gigantic piercing all over your genitalia? You do it. Don't let anyone stop you. You want to smoke, you want to drink, you want to take whatever pills you want, go for it. Why should anyone stop you? But it doesn't matter to me whether it's South Africa's government says you can or you can't, or the Dutch government says you can. You go, screw governments. Who wants to listen to them?
Yeah, screw all of them.
So just because I'm in a different jurisdiction doesn't mean I'm suddenly, got to get into this now. That would be ridiculous.
All right, so how long's your train trip to Frankfurt?
No, that's a boring question because it's only, it's a number. But I'll tell you, it's probably about 3-4 hours, so it's not that far. And Frankfurt, I know nothing about, nothing. So I'm either going to be really impressed or kind of Frankfurt. You know,
but that's a slightly more boring city. I mean, you've been to some pretty interesting places, yeah. And then I think Frankfurt's going to really blow your socks off. But then again, you don't really let your socks get blown off.
Well, Bonn was surprisingly interesting, and I had no expectations there.
Okay.
So who knows? It might just—I mean, it's supposedly the banking and financial capital.
Yeah.
So there's obviously like a pretty serious financial sector to the economy over there. But who knows? I mean, it might be fascinating. I've never been to Frankfurt. I've never been to Germany until now. And just by the way, the Dutch are so much more friendly and boisterous and emotive than the Germans.
Oh, wow. That doesn't even surprise me a little bit.
The Germans, and don't get me wrong, I met lovely German people, but the Germans are exactly what the stereotypes have told us. They are stoic, and they are on time, and they take things quite seriously. And as I said to you, if you ask them a question and the answer is no, they don't go, no, they go, this is not possible. Like it doesn't enter their framework that you could do anything outside of the rules. The Dutch, on the other hand, are like, what are these rules you speak about?
Polar opposites.
Yeah, but listen, it was a real highlight to spend some time with Stefan in Berlin and to spend some time with Rob yesterday in Amsterdam. And I'm hoping that Joe will be able to meet us in Frankfurt as well. Anyway, what's been going on at home? You guys update me. We've got a little bit of time.
Oh, Gareth, big news. We've got screens in the studio now.
What do you mean?
Well, screens that show what's going on. So right now, okay, it is the Gareth Cliff Show. So on the screen, it says there, Gareth Cliff Show weekday 6 to 9, and a big picture of your face. Wow. And then after this, Gareth, it'll be the Just Now Comedy Show, and it'll be a picture of Dave Levinson's face, not Eric Janssen's, because Dave would not have that. So basically, it's so cool. So when you walk into the studio now, on the big screen outside, and wherever you are, you'll see exactly what's going on.
That's very cool.
And I know it's a small thing, but...
It does make the studio
really cool. And there's
Greg's been working on this for a long time. Yes. Oh, just by the way, we talk about Dave Levinson. So... Hi Rob's playlist consists of our show and Dave Levinson and Eric Janssen. Uh-huh. And he loves Frankly Speaking and The Renegade Report. But his favorite show of all time was when Frankly Speaking and The Renegade Report got together and swore at each other for an hour.
Yes, that was an epic moment.
That was like
he says he's listened to that episode 100 times and he loves it. He said when Jonathan Witt called Rory Sung the C word. That was his highlight moment of all time in podcast.
Didn't Rory then respond by calling him a fat C word?
So, yeah, yes, I think it was, yes, it was fantastic. I mean, those two were just so
epic. Just started cringing, remembering that show. They still had to band together and take a picture after the show. Most awkward photo op in the history.
Please, Sia, won't you put that picture up?
Oh, just like a little Flashback Friday.
I think so. Flashback Friday, a picture of all of them after swearing each other for an hour.
But you know what? If you are somebody who can listen to both the Renegade Report and Frankly Speaking, you strike me as a stable, balanced human being, because those shows are polar opposites of each other.
Well, this is the point, is nobody is one dimensional, right? Mm. And I like to characterize people on the show. That's why we all tease each other, and we'll tease people who call in and all the rest of it. And we create this thing about, like, Hi Rob's just this dude who smokes a lot of weed in Amsterdam. But the fact is, none of our listeners are stupid, because they wouldn't listen to us if they were stupid. They would be listening to normal radio, and you know, they'd have nothing to say, and they wouldn't know what was going on in the news, and they wouldn't care what was going on in the news. We're not for everybody. There are lots and lots of people who I meet, and they surprise me about how they know more than I do. They know more than any of us do. And that's what makes this little community so fan-fucking-tastic.
Damn right.
What else is news? You said the screens?
Yeah, so the screens, there was obviously Q&A with Showerhead yesterday, and that was kind of dominating the news. So he was just laughing at people and making out like everything's okay. But I guess, Mubs, we'll get to that a little bit later.
Yes, we will.
It's Friday. I don't want to bore you or depress you, Gareth. But just to give you a sort of preview of what went down, questions were asked, and he laughed and basically said that the ANC is going to regain all
Dutch.
The metros.
He should
and
be Dutch, because he just doesn't give a shit.
He should be in prison. He should be in prison.
Well, that's not going to happen. So, yes, he should be Dutch, because he's always laughing, and he seems far less stressed and happier than the rest of us.
Hey, and you know, we'll get Justice on the line to chat about this further, but I was also watching, and for the first time in a while, I saw him in this defensive mode, especially when he was speaking about his son.
Yeah. Well, some of the questions were quite hard hitting, Gareth. There was
hard hitting. Doesn't he deserve it?
Well, of course he does.
Like,
yeah.
We need that clarity.
Yeah. So Gareth, he was talking. Musi Mamani got up there and asked him if he got any money yet from the Russians. Asked him if there's any children besides Duduzani who's actually benefiting from radical economic transformation.
And what did he say? He went, "I let me count them, and there must be another one or two or maybe four."
They are five.
He was not bothered.
Only five.
What a guy.
And then,
hey, Amanda says, sorry to interrupt, I've just thought of this now. Amanda says she can't wait to get going with East Randers, which starts next week. It's going to be very exciting. Ooh, just thought I'd throw that in there.
Very nice.
Amanda, are you going to be getting content this weekend for East Randers?
I am. Yeah, we're going on a little bit of a jewel tomorrow, so then I'll get a little bit of, you know, what's happening.
If you are from the East Rand or are at East Rander, you can email Amanda anytime and submit entries. Amanda, what's your email address?
Amanda@cliffcentral.com.
There we go. Easy that.
Yeah, East basically Randers. Amanda becomes the window to the East Rand. And if you are an East Rand person and you have stories to tell about life on the East Rand, because it's a very unique place. I mean, even over here in Amsterdam, people give a shit about what happens in the East Rand. So if you've got a great story, then please email Amanda. Just give that email address again, Amanda.
It's Amanda@cliffcentral.com.
And then we will tell your stories for you. And we'd prefer if you obviously recorded voice notes and sent them to us, because then we can help to put them into the whole package. But it's going to be exciting.
Just on the voice note issue, looking at our WhatsApp messages for the morning, which are, well, many disappointed, Gareth. But there's a variety of audio clips here. Someone trying to send us music from PE, which is a strange thought in itself. We can't play the audio, unfortunately.
Delete that right now.
That's not nice.
There's nothing we can do with this audio, so I know it's
something. Well, that's what they said when they recorded the first music in PE.
Oh,
well,
gosh.
Gareth, there's lots of audio clips, and then it says, "How's this for talent? Authentic colored rap from PE."
No, me, I want to, you know what, please.
I want to give this a bash too.
Please email it to me then, mabali@cliffcentral.com.
Oh, trust me, you get more than just songs being emailed to you now. Yeah. So, Gareth, that's kind of in a nutshell what's happening here, really.
All right. Very, very nice.
You need to dash off for a train.
All right. I've unfortunately got to leave you guys now when you start the news because, as I said, I've got to run off to the station in a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. But I will check in with you on Monday. It's Friday. Have a good weekend, baby.
And you'll be back here in the hot seat on Monday.
Absolutely. And thanks for holding the fort, guys. I'll speak to you over the weekend.
Yeah. Safe trip back, Gareth.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Mubs.
All right, Gareth. Happy travels.
Ciao, guys.
Right. So that's Gareth. He's gone. And we'll be back on Monday, right here.
That is quite a little...
It was anticlimactic.
Swift conclusion there. That's Gareth. He's gone.
Well, see ya. That's what experience gets you. Cut right to the chase. Anyway, it is news time. Friday news today brought to you, as always, by Colcacchio Pizzeria. It is Friday, so why not just spoil yourself? Treat yourself with something nice. A Colcacchio pizza, a pasta, a salad, whatever it may be, whether you want to eat in or eat out, colcacchio.co.za. Find what you're looking for in your area and enjoy. My buddy Malloy, what's going on?
All right, so let's begin with a bit of a wrap-up about what happened in the National Assembly yesterday. Remember how Justice said, if you're hoping in anticipation that the president is going to answer any questions, you're going to be left hoping and hoping and hoping and hoping and hoping because he's not going to answer anything. And that's pretty much what happened yesterday. The president was answering MPs' questions in the National Assembly about state capture, the recession, government's nuclear power ambitions. On the matter of state capture, the president began by saying that those leaked emails allegedly implicating members of the Gupta family in state capture will be probed by a judicial commission of inquiry. The president has yet to announce a date for this inquiry, which was proposed by the former public protector Thuli Madonsela already. So this commission of inquiry seems to be taking its sweet old time to even take off.
Well, that's the thing when you got a commission who doesn't have to find answers.
Then there was the matter of the so-called Gupta leaks emails. The president said, these emails sitting here, I don't know where they come from and how authentic they are. Oof. He also responded to a question from the IFP that Rome was burning, referring to the state of the nation, of course. The president replied to that, saying that the inquiry and parliamentary probes were evidence to the contrary. In response to calls for him to leave office, Zuma gave himself a vote of confidence. Hey, man.
He gave himself.
Listen.
All that counts.
You are some kind of new level of, I don't know, confident when you give yourself a vote of confidence. You can't tell this guy anything. You can't touch this guy. Who the hell do you think you are? Anyway, he gave himself a vote of confidence by saying he was fit to lead the country and was, in fact, doing a good job. I mean, who needs reviews?
No. And that is the definition of self-love. Like, I don't need approval from anyone else. According to me, I'm the bomb diggity.
I don't care what anybody says. I'm doing a good job.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Parliament have also decided that they are not going to push ahead with implementing the Public Protector's Bank Corp report. That would be the current Public Protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane, because the institution says that her remedial action is unconstitutional. She has directed lawmakers to change the central bank's mandate. She released a report earlier this week where she found that the Reserve Bank had failed to protect the public interest by bailing out Bank Corp during the apartheid era and then did not recover the funds after Absa took over. Parliament is taking the public protector's report on judicial review, saying her remedial action effectively usurps the powers of the constitution. But essentially they're saying, no, Busisiwe, it's a hard no from us. We are not going to implement any of these constitutional changes that you want. Now, you know, Julius Malema and Fikile Mbalula, these guys kill me because not too long ago, you saw pictures of them on social media at Black Coffee's wedding.
Yep.
And they were the best of friends, you know, and people were like, yeah, you see, the whole political fights that they have, you know, on the surface are all just BS because these guys are chilled in their private time. They hang out, they love each other. Well, they were not exactly loving each other on social media yesterday when they got into another tour.
Oof.
The police minister and the EFF leader have taken a swipe at each other on Twitter. This follows the Constitutional Court confirmation yesterday that National Assembly Speaker Baleka Mbete does in fact have the power to decide on whether there should be a secret ballot on the proposed motion of no confidence in the president. This is exactly what Justice said yesterday. He said, in all likelihood, the Constitutional Court will probably come back and say, yes, Baleka, you do have the power. The ball is now in your court. Now, the police minister made sure that he had his say about the ruling. He tweeted that the ANC now has clarity and will defeat any motion. Without tagging Fikile Mbalula in his post, Malema responded that this minister didn't read the judgment and asked why he sounds so disgruntled if he thinks that he won. Malema also tweeted that the minister's drinking mate, Baleka Mbete, said that she doesn't have the discretion to grant a secret ballot, to which Mbalula responded with another tweet saying he doesn't know where drinking fits in because the last time he checked, he thought Malema was his drinking partner. Mm. So a bit of fighting there, but also like this a bit of tongue-in-cheek.
It's so below the belt.
Ah, please, man. It's just for entertainment. Mm. Okay. Ah, then I must tell you about the 400 rand cocaine heist.
Oh, 400?
Sorry, 400 million. Did I say 400 rand?
Yeah, that's not so much a heist. It's just a hit.
It's understood that the major consignment of cocaine was seized in Villiersdorp and it was destined for the Netherlands, of all places. Police made the bust in the Overberg town. About 253 boxes of cocaine worth nearly 400 million rand were seized. Now, according to the Western Cape Community Safety MEC, Dan Plato, he said that he'd been informed that the drugs were to be smuggled out of the country. He also raised his concern over the fact that the origin of the drugs seems to be from the Boerland area and that the drugs had been packed in liquor boxes. And they were destined for Europe. But yeah, I suppose the police got some other kind of tip off there because they managed to stop those drugs from leaving South Africa. 400 million rands worth seized.
Yowzers.
Yowzers indeed.
How do you, I can't even wrap my head around that figure. 400 million rands. Mm-hmm. And how did they exactly come out with that value? Is that like, I wonder if they even use this term in the drug world, but is that the cost price or is that the money?
I actually don't know. Somebody needs to message us and let us know.
Because listen, if they're still going to put some markup on that, I actually want to be friends with whoever. Well, they busted now, so never mind.
I'll have more stories after 7.
Right. News brought to you by Kolkakio Pizzeria. It's Friday. Do the right thing. Head to nearest Kolkakio and enjoy a lovely meal. Because you've worked hard all week. Haven't you, Natsia?
Yeah, almost similarly and sort of close, but never reaching Anthea's level, though.
Okay. All right, on to the sports. And this weekend, basically, we're looking at three things. Well, no, let's not put a number to it because everyone's got different interests, right? There is going to be cricket on. The Proteas will play in another T20 against England this evening. But that's kind of depressing, isn't it? So let's talk about the ladies. Yep, all about the ladies. Cricket ladies. They'll be taking on Pakistan in the first match of the Women's World Cup. So the Women's World Cup is taking place basically as a direct after thing of the Champions Trophy. So it'll be in England and Wales. It'll be at more sort of secondary stadiums. So you won't see them playing at Lord's or at the Oval or anything like that. But basically, the SA ladies will be... they will play the final at Lord's. But like the preliminary games, we played at more so county stadiums. SA Women versus Pakistan, that is the first game to look out for. That will take place on Sunday, and that will be sort of 10:30 South African time. So you can cheer on the ladies there. And it's a really cool tournament because they'll be basically playing a round-robin system. So they'll play all the other teams. So it's like a Champions Trophy, but everyone plays everybody. And that's the Women's World Cup. Into rugby, it is going to be a huge, huge weekend of international rugby. And the big one is, of course, New Zealand versus the British and Irish Lions. So that'll be tomorrow at 9:35 South African time. You do not want to miss this. This Lions series is every 4 years. Yes, sir. Every 4 years, all those nations come together to create this amazing team. And then they go to the Southern Hemisphere giants of Australia, South Africa, and New Zealand. Now, they don't often win. They huff and they puff and they have a really big army of spectators that drink a lot of beer. But they don't often win. And New Zealand are the greatest thing in rugby right now. They really are. They're like Zuma is to Lies. And if they can try get a win here, it'll be the defining moment. Well, it is the defining moment of these players' careers, just going on this tour, just getting out there on that jersey. So if you're looking for big rugby, 9:35 tomorrow, All Blacks have a very strong team, as you would suggest. Question marks perhaps on the centre pairing of Sonny Bill Williams and Ryan Crotty. They've both been playing inside centre during the Super Rugby tournament. Crotty just came back from injury. Whether it's the right call, people are questioning it. Kieran Reid is back for the All Blacks after an injury layoff, so he'll be back there in number 8. British and Irish Lions have taken a bit of a chance by not naming their captain. Sam Warburton will be on the bench. Peter Mahani, he'll be captaining the team. And Lee Halfpenny also on the bench. Williams coming in at fullback. On to other rugby news. So it'll be other international games as well. So we've actually had a really cool window of international rugby of late. And they'll carry on this weekend. Samoa take on Wales. And that will be tonight. Well, today actually. 8:30 South African time. And then tonight we'll be able to see South Africa A versus the French Barbarians. That'll be at 8 o'clock. And that'll be taking place at Orlando Stadium in Soweto. So if you're in the area, it really is. It's a great thing, Friday night rugby. And the guys had a good win last week against the French Barbarians. Then tomorrow, Fiji versus Scotland. Scotland just beat Australia, so they'll be very, very confident around this. It'll take place in Fiji, 4:30 in the morning. Then Australia versus Italy. Australia were just given such a roasting by their fans this week. This one fan in particular put this rant out on Facebook. 800 words, basically telling these guys how shit they are. And it struck such a chord that his rant is now in the change room of the team for the players to read before they go out and play this.
Oh, wow. No, man.
Aussie rugby is in the toilet, my buddy. The toilet, as Sia would say.
Who cares what a fan thinks?
Everyone. This team is just, they just lost to Scotland. They just lost to Scotland. So you can't stand for this kind of crap. For some people, sport is life. This guy is driving 4 hours to go watch this game tomorrow.
Well, then reprioritize your life then, if your team sucks and your team is your life. Reprioritize your life.
Very judgmental. Yeah, so that'll be taking place tomorrow, 7 o'clock South African time in the morning. Japan will take on Ireland 7:40, and then South Africa versus France. France are going to take a hammering here. No, that's not me getting ahead of myself. Just the Boks are generally better at Ellis Park, which is now known as Emirates Airlines Park. And the French, well, they probably couldn't give a toss by the stage. They're already 2-0 down in the series. There are a couple of changes for the Boks side. Jesse Creel comes back. Lionel Mapu has been released. Francois Hocart will start at scrum off because Crenier's got a delayed concussion. And then Yaku Creel comes onto the bench, loose forward replacement. Opa Hodjo's obviously out with that concussion still. So Jean-Luc Dupre takes place on the side of the scrum. And then Dreyer comes in at the tight head prop. So a couple of changes, but it's a bloody good side. And the French will know all about it. 5:05 tomorrow. I will be at the stadium. I'm huge excited. And then after that, games you probably wouldn't care about. That's the rugby. Into the football. Well, it's the Nedbank Cup. Now, this is the last cup in the South African context for the season. SuperSport United versus Orlando Pirates, a replay from last year's final. Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban. There'll be a 8:15 South African time. And then just a couple of other stories. It looks like test status is now being increased to sort of the more lesser nations in cricket, so to speak. So up until now, it's always been just a bunch of teams. But Ireland and Afghanistan have now been given official test status. Whether they'll play against the really big teams remains to be seen. But that is what the ICC has given them. So it's been a long time coming. And for the guys of Afghanistan, this is one of the pure success stories of sport. I mean, this is a country where the Taliban banned cricket. You could not play cricket because I don't know what the Taliban wants you to do. Just be angry and upset. But these guys, through all of this, they managed to get through this and they've managed to beat some big teams. And now they have test status, which is an incredible story. It really is. The Confed Cup's still going on. So that'll take place over the weekend. If you are into that, well, again, it's difficult to kind of be so applied because obviously Bafana aren't playing. It's a precursor to the World Cup next year. If you are into those games, though, they'll be taking place all weekend. And that's pretty much it. It's not the biggest sporting weekend. There is golf and the European Tour and American Tour. There is a lot of players in action. But I think we'll leave it there. Anthea is going to be on the Skype, Amanda. Is that correct? Yes, we got Anthea back. She's had a very busy week, but you don't get nothing for nothing in life. Friday tune for Anthea. Yeah. All right, Anthea, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ben. Nice tune to go into the weekend.
Yeah, I know. We finally made it. So you've had a busy week. How are things going?
Yes, it has been a very busy week. Yeah, but it's been a good week. It really has been very productive. So can't complain. Happy for the weekend, I'll tell you that.
Damn right. So yesterday there were some rumblings in the parliament and there was rumblings in the court. What does that mean in the markets?
Yeah, so the Concord decision to allow a secret ballot yesterday had a very good effect on the rand, very positive. It traded below 13 to the dollar. In fact, it even managed to touch 12.94 while the ruling was being read. It's bounced a little bit now, so it's about 12.98, at least it's still below 13. The stock market was down about 0.5%. All the major indices were lower, even the resource index. And this is despite higher commodity prices yesterday. I think the mining charter really is having a very negative impact on our market. All the mining shares just struggling to find solid ground. Strangely enough, though, Sasol managed to close the day flat, even though the oil price continues to plummet. It fell below $45 a barrel yesterday. This lower oil price is having a very negative impact on global stock markets, though European indices were all lower. Investment banks have now decided, because of the lower oil price, they're going to downgrade the outlook for energy shares. So that's quite bad globally. And I heard you guys yesterday talking with Saleo about how the U.S. are desperately trying to reinflate their economy to at least 2%, which is so bizarre. While we're trying to keep our inflation lower, they're trying to increase their inflation.
Why would that be, Anthea? Just very quickly, because sometimes we lose track of these terms. Why would they want to do that?
Because if you don't have any inflation, you can't have growth. If you have hyperinflation, then you have negative growth. So, or not negative growth, you have a struggling economy. You know, you have a consumer under pressure. They can't grow. They can't buy things. So you want, there's this like fine balance of having just enough inflation so that you can increase prices, so that manufacturers are getting the sales they need, while consumers are also getting wage increases and able to afford goods. It's like it's actually a very fine line.
Did I
explain that properly?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. What I think Saleo didn't mention yesterday was that the South African consumer price inflation came out the other day on Wednesday. It was 5.4% in May, which is slightly more than we expected, but still well within that 3 to 6% target range that the South African Reserve Bank is looking for. Fuel, pretty much, and to a smaller extent, food prices were the main drivers of this higher inflation number. Food prices now increasing by 7%, which is high, but a lot lower than the double-digit increases we were seeing last year. You know, we had food last year at 16% year-on-year increase, which is just extraordinary, which for the average South African is it's untenable, right? We're not being paid 16% more every year, so you really want that to come under control. Yeah. I think what it means now probably for the Saab is that at least they've got a reason to cut interest rates in South Africa. I think the market's not really pricing in a rate cut this year. It seems that consensus is only looking for a rate cut early next year. But I tell you what, the Saab at the last meeting was saying that they are very aware that there is no growth in South Africa, and that if they did cut interest rates, in fact, it would help growth a little bit because it would release the pressure off the consumer and they'd be able to go out and kind of help the economy grow again. So I think there's definitely a lot of talk around what the Saab is going to do at the next couple of meetings, because of course, you know, it's like such a topical thing at the moment.
Well, exactly. It's just another thing that maybe we shouldn't be discussing and focusing on other bigger issues, but who am I to say?
And then not a single company reported yesterday, but Richemont managed a 1% gain after the release of Swiss watch sales numbers showing that exports increased by 9% in May. So we've had a couple of months of decent numbers in those Swiss watch sales. And I know it's not an obviously perfect proxy, but it does show that at least the global economy is healthy. People are buying luxury watches again. And so that's quite nice. I guess we're the only, the South Africans are the only ones really struggling to grow their economy at the moment.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny because Jacob Zuma yesterday was saying it's not just us that are experiencing downgrades and blah, 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 basically saying that everyone goes through this. Yeah.
So I guess he's right. We're not the only ones experiencing downgrades. There are one or two other countries in the world.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, everyone goes through ups and downs. It's just that he seems to be justifying the downs, that it's just a thing that we must just accept.
Oh, no, 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 no. He's wrong. I mean, yeah. that's what I was going to say. So exactly like the other couple of countries, not even a handful probably, that are being downgraded, that are in recession, it is very localized. It's very country specific. And it actually is, in fact, all about politics. Somebody said to me the other day, aren't you glad that you're not trying to manage money in Brazil? Because, you know, there they had Dilma Rousseff, who was, what was the word? Taken out. Impeached. Not taken out. Impeached. Thank you very much. And now the new president, in fact, is also being done for, what was he? It was like some conspiracy that, or not conspiracy, but some collusion that he was involved in. So basically also fraud. In fact, it is about the local politics. And so I'm afraid he must take responsibility for it.
Well, I keep saying it. Justice Malala yesterday said politics that makes us poorer. Simple as that.
Oh, and there are actually numbers to prove that. So in the last 3 years, we have basically been managing. So your wages have basically held up with inflation. But in the last year, in fact, you are actually physically getting poorer because inflation has been higher than what your money is worth or is able to buy. So you literally can buy less today than you could a year ago with the same amount of money.
Yeah. Well.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. we've got Naspers results presentation later today. We've all been very excited about this. The share was down about 1% yesterday, which is a bit of a shame. I mean, we've already had the trading update last week or the week before, so we know that earnings are going to be between 33% and 36% higher than last year. And Tencent is having a particularly good run at the moment. In fact, most of the emerging market tech stocks are doing particularly well. I think the reason for this is that global investors now are wondering why they should be paying such high valuation for the FANGs. And the FANGs are Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. We're now making an acronym out of that. Can you believe it? And so Amazon is on a 67 times price earnings ratio, while their emerging market peer or comparison, Alibaba, is on a 29 times PE ratio. So, of course, you'd might rather buy a tech stock at 29 than you would at 67. You know, you want to buy cheaper, not more expensive.
Sure.
And I think if this is the case, you know, if global investors do move from developed market tech stocks into emerging market tech stocks, then Naspers should be a beneficiary of that, even though they are trading at a fairly high valuation. I think the general sentiment will move it to emerging markets, Alibaba, Tencent, Naspers, which would be quite nice for us.
Very good.
And that's it, yeah. That's how we're going into the weekend, looking at Naspers.
All right, and Thea, what are your plans post that? What are you doing after such a big week?
Oh, I need to catch up with myself. I've got so much admin to do because I've been busy in presentations and not doing admin at work. So it's a weekend of admin. Can you believe that?
Gosh. Goodness, no.
All right, Thea, well, I guess someone's got to do it, but hey, we'll see you back Monday.
I'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
All right, cool. You too, Anthea. Thanks a lot. All right, that's Anthea. Tough week, huh? Think about managing money. She said, is it tough managing money in Brazil? Managing money now, like, so hard.
Yeah.
Because people are expecting things to happen, but I mean, if the markets are going to be doing what they're doing and government's not helping any of these things, Anthea's job really is quite tough.
It sounds like it's quite stressful, and it could leave you feeling a little bit depressed by the end of the week.
Oh, well. Well, she soldiers on. On to a couple of messages. People asking if Gareth did this and that. No, he did none of those things. Sorry to disappoint you. Clint says he never misses a show either. Iron Khan says he just woke up. He still has a beer, and now he's off for a week. Someone wants to know when that Frankly Speaking versus the Renegade Reports Flooking Each Other podcast was on. It was last year sometime.
Well,
sorry.
We've just tweeted it as well from Cliff Central, so you can
okay. It's been tweeted there. Cliff Central on Twitter. Look for that. Michelle says, I love you all. Gareth, thanks for starting the circle of madness that welcomes us all in. My day is so much emptier without all of you. That now also includes my new favorite lunatic, Amanda.
Circle of...
And then there's some messages around the drugs. Oops. I've never understood why the police give the street value when reporting a drug bust. Rather give the weight of the narcotics and then supplement it with the value. There are two benefits for this. One, it allows us listeners to grasp the concept of how much, let's say, a kilogram of cocaine costs, and it enables me to banter with my dealer better and know what he when he is charging me overly inflated markup. Very good point, Barry.
Barry, you are a man who needs to know information because you can make it useful for yourself. Look, with this specific story, all we're told is that it was 400 million rands worth and it was packed in 253 boxes, liquor boxes. That's all we know.
Yeah, Barry, we'll maybe actually just get more economic indicators into the show, which might take on your area of interest. And then 400 million is the street value. Usually a gram, one bag of uncut cocaine sold in the street ranges from 400 to 600 rand. That must be about 1,000 kilograms of cocaine, which they found.
Sure.
Ton of cocaine.
So it's the street value, Sia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Street value.
It really is quite a great song, this. Lucho Paso Dinero.
It's just been in the background. I'm trying to like understand what this choir situation
ben likes
is.
It. Ben likes
I want to read all messages to this in the background. Okay. I don't know if that'll
next
really
thing
work.
You'll want to grow a mustache and for us to call you Sanchez.
No. And I think that's kind of racist here. No. I really think it is. Well, there's a lot of news to get through. I see Saudi Arabia and those other dickbags who play Hypocrisy 101. They're demanding all kinds of things from Qatar now. So we'll bring you up to speed on that. It is Friday, of course, so we'll try to keep things relatively light. We've got the interview with Trevor Gumby and Sons.
Woo-hoo!
Later on today. It's the last of Gareth's series of interviews where he's just spoken to fathers and sons, obviously in the whole Father's Day theme. And then, well, it's Friday. I mean, who really else knows what could happen? I do have something that's quite interesting to play for you a little later. It is Sweden as a museum of failure. It's a museum of failure. It is the most fascinating thing I've seen all week. Basically, this guy, he gets a whole bunch of things sent to him, which have been failures. So if you think, like, some technologies come out and everyone says, oh, it's going to be huge and then it never works.
Oh,
there's a museum for it.
Oh, that is such a good idea.
Because we need to know, like, because you know the whole thing, there's no such thing as failure in life, is only learning and experiences and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So this museum is just all these things, like, we look at the smartphone, right? Something failed in order to get that. We look at laptop computers. Something failed before we got to that. There's all these different things. So there's the actual museum. I'll tell you about that. But today, there's also the songs that I felt I was conceived to. So we've had the whole team play throughout the week. There's been a selection of saucy numbers.
All right. So let me just interrupt here. So we haven't heard any new messages from your mom?
No, I think she gave up.
Okay.
She gave up on the game.
Oh.
All right.
I'm grateful for you, actually.
I think Leslie's dropped the ball here this week. But then again, she lives in the countryside. She's got to keep her dogs warm and those sorts of things.
Oh, Mum, okay.
Do you call your mum by her name?
Nah, I call her Mum.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, like, you get those progressive families where they use their parents' first name. I just think it's interesting.
Like Joe Jackson.
Yeah, well...
No, they called him Mr. Jackson.
And ooh. Or sir.
Or sir.
Or boss.
Boss.
Okay, so this is my what I think. It was a difficult thing, though. And now I know what you guys went through to give me the songs that you gave me, which I really appreciate.
Okay.
So I try to come up with the songs I thought I was conceived to. Because you also got to keep in mind, like, maybe we are the way we are because of the songs that we were conceived to.
Ooh, sexual healing.
Oh, yeah.
So I really reckon that Funky Town was in the mix. I was in the mix.
Goodness.
I could be wrong, but I think I'm right. More news and the rest coming up next. CliffCentral.com.